Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been walking through James chapter 2 together. And the passage that we've been looking at, the question that James is trying to answer for us is this: how do we know that our faith is real? And so far, James has said that faith without works is dead. It's useless. It simply does not work. That faith is not just about believing the right things. Faith isn't just about giving intellectual assent to certain facts and knowledge. No, true saving faith leads to obedience. It leads to works and to action in our life. And in James chapter 2, starting in verse 20, James writes this. He says, "You foolish person, do you want evidence? Do you want proof that faith without deeds is useless?" He says, "Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" If you remember, James is writing to a Jewish audience, Jewish Christians who had been scattered due to persecution. And so he leans into this Old Testament reference that they would have all been very familiar with. They all knew Abraham. They all loved Abraham. He was the hero of their faith. And James is using Abraham, his life, his story, to prove his point that faith without works is dead, that faith without action simply does not work. He says, "Was not Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" Here, James is referring to one of the most famous stories from the life of Abraham. In Genesis, God makes this promise to Abraham that he would multiply his descendants and that he would make Abraham and his family into this great nation. The only problem was that Abraham and his wife Sarah were unable to have children. But Abraham trusted the Lord and believed God's promise. And after years of waiting and years of praying, they finally had a son named Isaac. But God tested Abraham and his faith by commanding him to sacrifice his son, which didn't make any sense at all. How could God possibly fulfill his promise to make Abraham into this great nation if he took away Abraham's only son? But Abraham chose to obey God, even though it didn't make any sense from his human perspective. And when he was ready to sacrifice his son, God intervened and God stopped him. God sent a sacrifice, this ram, in place of Isaac, which was ultimately pointing us to Jesus, that God would one day send his one and only son to be the final sacrifice for our sin on the cross. And then James says this in verse 22. It says, "You see that his faith," talking about Abraham, "his faith and his actions, they were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did." James says Abraham's faith and his actions, they were working together. They were working hand in hand. You see, Abraham believed God and the promise that God had made to him. He trusted that God would remain faithful to his word. But Abraham's belief, Abraham's faith didn't stop there. It wasn't just head knowledge for him. It wasn't just about believing things. No, his faith led him to act. It led him to obey God, even when he didn't understand. And James says that Abraham's faith, it was made complete. It reached its goal by what he did. Now, James, throughout this passage, he is not saying that we are saved and made right with God by our works or by what we do. We are saved by faith, by trusting in Jesus. But true, genuine, saving faith, it produces works in our life. It moves us to action. It moves us to obedience. Faith isn't just about what we know. It's not just about what we think. It's also about what we do. We prove our faith that it's real, that it's genuine by our obedience and by our actions. And so the question that I would love for us to consider today is this: in what area of your life is your faith not producing works? And what area of your life is your faith, your belief in God, your belief in Jesus, not producing works and obedience? Maybe it's in the way that you are treating your spouse and your children. Maybe it's in the way that you manage your finances. Maybe it's in a particular area of your life where there's some hidden sin. There's an area of disobedience that you're not obeying the Lord. But where in your life is your faith maybe just head knowledge and not actually producing works and obedience in your life? And so I want to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you just for the truth of your word. God, that faith without action, without works, Lord, it is dead. It's useless. That what you have called us to as your followers is not just knowing the right things, but truly surrendering our life to you. Complete allegiance to you, where our actions and our words and our life line up with what we say that we believe. Faith that produces works and leads us to obedience. And so God, if there is any area in our life where our faith is not producing works and obedience, God, I pray that you would bring that to our attention, that you would make that clear, and that this week, God, that you would help us to move towards obedience, that our faith wouldn't just be about what we know, but God, that we would put it into action and we would obey. God, that our faith and our works would make our faith complete, that it would be mature, not lacking in any way. It's in Jesus' name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.